This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But we're pleased to welcome Alan May, former NHL left winger and from NBC Sports Washington, the Capitals analyst. Alan, good to get a couple minutes with you. Kind of cool to get this rematch early in the year. What was the atmosphere like inside the arena as all of those memories come flooding back from last June?
Well, last year at this time, the arena would not have been full, and there was every person in every seat that they have in the building was sitting in it, and they sat there all game. I think they were waiting for it. They were dying for this rematch, and it wasn't as special as the playoffs. It didn't have that same intensity, but once again, the Caps just, you know, they found a way to wow their hometown crowd, and it's just been a dream to start the season the way they've started off there.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I was talking about this on my show last night. Whereas once a franchise that has never won a particular championship, whether it be the Eagles with the Super Bowl, whether it be the Astros with the World Series or the Capitals with the Stanley Cup, it tends to produce a bit of a relief and get that weight off the shoulders of not just the team itself, but the fan base. So how different has it felt to start this year with the Capitals being the reigning champs?
Well, what's kind of funny about the entire thing is the fans here, and I've been covering this team for 10 years now, is that they've kind of had this woe is me attitude, and, you know, they felt like they were cursed, and, you know, the Caps were, you know, one of those teams that was always going to be doomed and break their heart. And now you're seeing people with this look on their face in the arena and all around town. They're just so happy with this team that it's brought them so much joy that the angst and the bitterness isn't there anymore. And then the team could go out and play the way they have at home. The positive energy that's coming from the fans and then the way that the team has been playing at home, and it's just been two games at home, but it's been overwhelming. Just an incredibly good feeling. The way they've been on the ice and the way it's transported to the fans and just the energy in the building is I've never seen anything like it at the start of the season.
You know, it's interesting, too, because at the beginning of last playoff run, they couldn't win at home, and it really was them turning it around on their own ice that helped propel them to the Stanley Cup. When you look back at that, remembering the 0-2 hole that they put themselves in against Columbus, what stands out about the way they started to play inside their own building?
Well, the biggest thing is that they should have really won those first two games against Columbus. They dominated them for 99% of the game, and they got themselves into penalty trouble. But the biggest thing was showing how resilient they were, and they're being able to adapt and figure things out, not get frustrated, not get flustered, not tear each other apart, stick together as a team in every round of the playoffs. And they just found a way to, no matter what was thrown at them, they found a way to adapt and overcome and improvise, overcome and win those games. So, you know, it's just that they realized not to push the panic button anymore. And I think the maturity with that has really helped this team grow.
Yeah, you could certainly feel that confidence. And as you talk about that growth, when it results in a championship, you recognize, okay, that's how it's done. We're spending a few minutes with Alan May, who's fresh off the NBC Sports set following the Washington Capitals win over the Golden Knights, an NHL analyst with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I had a couple of goals from Alex Ovechkin. Certainly seems like he's the man in 2018, and everybody envies the way that he spent his offseason. So what do we know about him to start the year after what was this dream stretch of a few months where he finally got to enjoy all of the fruits of his labor?
Well, he's finally got that 8-million-pound gorilla off of his back, and there's a lot of relief with that. I've never not seen him put his best foot forward and give his all-out effort. And, you know, sometimes it was in the wrong directions, but he's really figured out how to manage his game now. And right now, he is so lucky, so grateful, so happy to be able to play with a center like Evgeny Kuznetsov, who is going to probably challenge for the scoring lead in the National Hockey League this year, who led the playoffs in scoring last year. And they're on fire to start the season. And he's just making sure he's got a stick available to shoot the one-timer, to snap it off and bump pucks into the net, because Kuznetsov's in another world right now. as far as getting the puck and handling it, moving it up and down the ice, and making sure he's getting it to Ovechkin when he's wide open.
I hope they're not after you.
No. That's DC for you, late night.
Yes, of course. What else is different about this team? I know they're without Tom Wilson for 20 games, but what's different about the 2018-19 version of the Capitals?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that they realize how important the play is without the puck and how much offense you can create from playing smart, intelligent defense. And you have to do it as a five-man group when you're playing at even strength. And they realize it's not just about scoring goals and the all-out offensive attack and hunting teams down and trying to out-physical them. I think they realize now that they have to adapt to different times during the game. But the number one thing that they all realize, whether they're, you know, a 21, a 22-year-old player or the older guy, is that it's all about how you play without the puck. And then when you have the puck, you don't want to give it away. But I really think their attention to detail is what's carried over from last year, and it's what will make them another strong, you know, contender to win the Stanley Cup this season.
Has anybody at all talked about this idea of, I'm using my air quotations, of a Stanley Cup hangover? Because that seems to be something that locker rooms worry about, they guard against. Anybody bring that up?
Well, the media has nonstop, and it's one of those things, and they you know, continue to badger, you know, the players and the coaching staff with the questions about a hangover. And the biggest thing, you know, the players all do their homework and the coaches do their homework and they talk to other teams that have won the cup and ask them, what do you have to worry about? And the biggest thing is that the players, the top guys, Ovechkin, Backstrom, Oshie, Brooks Orpik, all the older guys, the leaders, they've got to make sure that they do not let, you know, they call those guys the leadership group. You got to make sure that you don't let complacency set in anywhere in the lineup. It can infect the room. So whether it's team meetings, workouts in the gym, practices, you name it, the players got to be ready to perform every night. They've got to be held to a higher standard than they've ever been held to, because everyone's not just gunning for Ovechkin now. They're gunning for the team. They're gunning for the Washington Capitals as the defenders of the Stanley Cup, which they'll be for, you know, all 82 games this year. And so they realize that. And right now, the proof is in the pudding with this team. All the top guys are producing early in the season. They've all come ready to play, and they've all been giving their best efforts. So we're not seeing a hangover right now, but they've got to make sure, and it's going to be on Ovechkin. He showed great leadership last year, is to continue to push players and hold them accountable to make sure that they're playing at the best of their abilities every single night.
Alan Mays, a former NHL winger himself, now with NBC Sports Washington, covers the Capitals in D.C. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Sometimes it's not so much about the hangover, it's about literally playing until the very last game of the season and the fact that they have a shorter offseason. And right now it doesn't appear to be signs of fatigue, but how much is that also a concern when you think about how deep they played into June?
Well, this team is used to working out for 6 weeks by the time they were finished this year. You know, 6 weeks to 8 weeks and, you know, getting a head start in their offseason workouts. The biggest thing is they did a great job of scheduling October and only doing 10 games. So they got a lot of days off. They've got days where they've had practice. They've been really brisk, had more days in the gym than they normally would have at this time of year. So they're using, you know, they were pretty intelligent in the way they used September to get the players, continue to let them get their conditioning. And then here in October, they've got a lot of days off. So they're making sure they're getting the rest, catching up on what they lost over the offseason. So I think they did a really good job of planning going into this season about fatigue and about being ready and about being healthy and ready to defend the title.
I'd love to get your opinion on the Vegas Golden Knights. Now, having a chance to think about their inaugural season that took them all the way into the Stanley Cup final, in perspective, how impressive is that?
Well, it's one of the greatest stories in the history of sports when you look at how big the leagues are now and how many teams. It's not like a 6 or 8 team league where you have an expansion team and all of a sudden they come in and they've got all, you know, legitimate players from other teams. The Golden Knights were an expansion team last year that surprised everyone. They played for a higher purpose, something bigger than them just winning games. It was about their community. And absolutely, to look back at what they were doing and that they could have actually won the Stanley Cup would have been the all-time greatest story, I think, in sports as far as team sports are concerned. And now they have teams gunning for them because they're they were the Golden Knights that went to the finals, and I think now they're not going to be able to slip through the cracks and fool everyone and sneak up on them, because everyone's going to take them serious for being as good as they were last year.
For sure. They don't necessarily have the same bullseye, but people aren't going to get surprised by them in any way, shape, or form. All right. You can find Ellen on Twitter at MayHockeyNBCS from NBC Sports Washington. Capitals analyst, former NHL player himself. Off to a good start with the reigning Stanley Cup champs. Ellen, thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks for having me. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.